Readings from The Sanctity of the Moment, Poems from Four Decades, Book 3, 1990 to 1999, Part 2, The Intelligence of Loss. Once my mother knew my name, poor Penelope. Once my mother knew my name, as she did those of violet, trillium, cinquefoil, the poppies in Flanders fields. Nothing will ever feel the same. Surely what sustains us is just this simple, a shadow racing across a pasture faster than thought, and then we are caught in a hot, pure light. Once my mother knew my name, I heard her like an answer. These nights, I watch the moths cicade through the light's halo and dream inside the moon's perfect globe a flower unfolds, furtive and luxurious as womanhood. Petal by petal, I assume my mother's myth and begin the unraveling designed to transcend time. First my name, then hers. As a child, enthralled, bewildered, I would watch for hours as Japanese flowers bloomed from clamshells no larger than my thumbnail, mute, huge, blazing. Names, I believed, were transformations. I stared into the water glass as if into God's face. The equation was that exact. Now I am left with a sensory trace deeper than memory, the pressure of my mother's shoulder as wordlessly we watch together. Like homecoming, to name is to lose, reclaim. The thought threatens to tear my mind as if it were flesh. She knew me before I knew myself. She doesn't know where she is any longer. She doesn't know what makes her face clammy, wet. As I stroke her forehead, beads of sweat break inside my hand. Glass, water, mother, daughter. Once she knew my name, I hurt her like an answer. Now I hold her because it is the language left to us. It is the deepest form of worship. If the past were a glass, enough grace settles here, petal by petal, to define a lifetime.